Yo, what is going on, Tater Tots? It's your boy Patrick here in St. Thomas, Ontario this time around, and we've got our one and only Abe Peters out in Surrey, British Columbia. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, man, I find it weird that you feel like you need to identify our locations every time.
Well,
like, are you trying to have somebody stalk me? Like, I'm okay with it. Don't get me wrong, but I just...
Well, kind of. I just want people to know where we are at all times of the day. Well, not at all times of the day. Just, like, in general, what if we decide to take a trip and we are recording in Cuba? I know, like, travel isn't a thing right now.
Yeah, what the hell, man?
But that doesn't mean we aren't going to be doing a podcast from Algonquin Park in Northern Ontario just because, you know?
I really want to disagree with you, but you're right.
I know.
So we're going to start off this podcast with a new segment I call r/AskReddit. Now, if you can't figure it out from the title, basically, I am going to choose a question from r/AskReddit on Reddit, and we are going to answer it. Now, it's important to note I am blindsiding Patrick with these questions. He does not know. So let's get on to the first one.
Let's do it.
You get $5 million, but okay. For every 2 weeks you are alive for, a taste bud grows inside your butthole. Would you take it? Why or why not?
For every 2 weeks.
Every 2 weeks, a taste bud. A taste bud.
What the hell?
So, you get $5 million, but... every 2 weeks that you're alive for, a taste bud grows in your butthole.
So that would mean while I'm taking a shit, I am going to start to taste that.
Yep.
There is no, I'm not taking that. There is no fucking way I'm taking that. Wait, hold on. If I spend this $5 million before that 2 weeks... do I still
That's
grow?
Not... No, you still grow. Like, you can spend the $5 million in a day, but this is a permanent change to your body.
Every 2 weeks you will for grow the rest taste of my life, I am going to
until you die.
Holy shit. Wow.
Literally. You're not going to take that?
No, I don't want to taste shit every time I take a dump. Like,
one of the top answers here, yes, I'll eat enough hot sauce to burn out the taste buds on both ends. I like that. It's creative.
Fuck.
Now, here's one. Here's an answer. And this one's a little bit more gross. Okay, obviously, when you have, like, one taste bud, two taste buds, you're not going to taste much. You're not going to taste anything. Like, it might be a little weird, I guess. Right? But this guy, he said, yes, I would take that deal. And I would periodically file off the taste buds from my butt when they get to a tasteable number.
What the fuck? What?
Welcome to r/AskReddit, the segment where I blow Patrick's mind and he pukes.
What in the fuck? That is messed up. Regardless, anyways, like we said earlier, we're the Couch Potatoes, and this is a podcast where we answer some of your questions and give you some, like, really questionable advice, which you should take at your own discretion and not blame us if things don't go your way at all. But we also do bluff our way through a few sciences because, you know, yeah, Abe over here isn't our boy, Bill Nye the Science Guy. Ain't that right?
Do you know that for a fact? No. Watch your tongue.
Okay, I'm watching it. I'm looking at a mirror right now. My tongue is out, and I'm watching it. Imagine that.
While
I was just podcasting in front of a fucking mirror.
That'd be really weird, man.
That would be weird. Like, just weird, consistently, yeah. Like, judging myself. Fuck.
Yep.
Brutal.
Our first question today, it comes from Greg Gorey.
Like last time.
It's the exact... probably the exact same one. I don't know.
Yeah, it's still Greg. His name is still right. Greg.
Listen here, you little... What is your most used emoji?
Hands down, I already know this right now by not looking at my app. It's either...
oh, me too.
The laughing, crying face and
yep.
Or the drooly face. Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are my most used emojis. One, because I make either a lot of food and always have that as an emoji with, like, the drool, or the other one, the laughing teary one, because I send a lot of hilarious things via Snapchat, and I also find things hilarious via text. So
yeah, so I'm in the almost the exact same boat. My frequently used the frequently used page on my emoji keyboard, it changes a bit because I use new emojis, but that laugh cry face has stayed in the number one position since I've had a phone. It has not moved from there, and it will not move from there just because of the way that I use it and the frequency that I use it. Now the second one is like just the human shrugging, because I use that one a lot too, because it almost sends off the same vibes as like a light LOL. It's like, I don't know, lol, or I don't know, and then I've got like the smiley face, but with like the nervous sweat tear. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know. Sorry, I'm like so distracted right now. I literally just got a dick pic. Like, someone just sent me.
What?
Okay. Yeah, someone just sent me a picture of a micro penis. Like, okay.
Who? We're not diving into this.
No, it just needs a little bit of backstory. So, I play ball hockey. For most of you guys that listen, you probably already know that. I know I said it once or twice on the podcast. And I'm in a group chat with my ball hockey friends. And one of our buddies just sent a dick pic, like him in the shower.
Hey, Patrick.
Disgusting.
Patrick?
Back to emojis, anyways.
Stop talking about somebody else's penis.
Anyways, back stop to it. Emojis. I know the exact shruggy thing. I completely feel that. That's my mood a lot of the time. It's just like a meh type of thing. Totally get it.
Absolutely.
Oh. Wow. This fucking dick was so small.
Okay, so... Question number, I don't know how to, I'm uncomfortable with the everything. So if you could change your name, what would it be?
If I could change my name, ooh, that is a great question. I already know. This is not a great question anymore, just because I already know. I'm kidding. I'm just joshing around. So a few episodes ago, and by a few, I'm thinking maybe about like 7 episodes ago, we got a question asking about like our dream life and where we want to be or whatever at the end of our life or something. And I was like saying like, oh, I want to have a family and I want to be on the East Coast. I want to be with my beautiful wife by the water. Blah. Yeah, still holds true. So I want to name one of my children Parker. If I were to never have kids, I would want to change my name to Parker, because I think that's a really cool name. One of my favorite like superheroes is Spider-Man, so Peter Parker, like, I think that'd be great. I don't know, I think it just suits me in general too. I feel like I look like a Parker, and that's not a common name either. So yeah, Parker.
I'm gonna disagree. I don't think you look like a Parker.
You don't
Parker,
think I look like a Parker?
I don't think you don't look like a Parker, but I wouldn't look at you and that wouldn't be in the top 20. When I was born, my mother was actually going to name me Michael. That was gonna be my name, like she had decided. And then my dad came in and he's like, nah.
It's not Michael no more.
It's Abe. And that's what I was named. So I was partial to Michael growing up. I really, really liked that name, to be honest. But then as I grew up, I can list off like 7 of them off the top of my head. So I'm okay not being named Michael. Thank you, mother or father, I should say. Thank you for that. But if I could change my name, I would probably do something stupidly boring like Steve.
Oh my gosh.
Steve is my jam. You know Steve is my jam. Leave me alone.
I know. I think you only want to change it to Steve because Steve constantly messages us to like ask me questions for our podcast. I think that's it. Like, really. That's the only reason you want to change it to Steve. And I'm not, I feel like I'm that's not, I'm also not, what's that?
I'm not disagreeing.
Oh, okay. I was also going to say, I feel like that's also the only other name, like, you know, is, like, Steve.
Steve and Bob. Yes, if you've played Dungeons & Dragons with me, they're Steve, Bob, and Jerry.
That's right.
And
the odd time, Gary. He changes
Gary is
J
in there as well.
For a G.
So is Chad. So is Chad. In your upcoming D&D session, actually, you're going to meet three characters. All three of them are named Chad. All three of them are spelled differently.
Wait, are you being serious?
Yep.
Fuck.
I had to come up with a way to spell Chad for this joke. Okay? There's no... You can't spell Chad three different ways.
Okay, I'm going to guess C-H-A-D is one of them.
That is correct.
C-H-A-A-D?
No.
C-H-A-D-D.
That is correct.
C-H-A-D-D-D.
Nope.
Well, I got
C-H-A-D-E.
That's Chad.
It's Chad. The E is silent.
Fuck. I would have added, like, maybe an H at the end and said the H
nope.
is silent.
It's Chad.
Fuck.
Fight me. I'm your DM. Listen, no. Okay,
talking
about Dungeons & Dragons, you know what one of my favorite spells is?
What's one of your favorite spells? Tell me.
Thunderclap. What follows thunder, my friend? Or what Ooh. Comes before thunder? I don't science.
I think it's after. But it's lightning!
Lightning! Lightning round. I worked very hard on that transition. I went from that to D&D to lightning. I'm very proud, if you can't tell.
I liked it. I thought it was a fun time. And if I think it's a fun time, listeners, you will also think it's a fun time. But I'm also easily amused, so.
Yeah, that's fair.
Cue the
Simple
music.
Simple minds, my friend. Simple minds.
Okay, let's fucking do this.
So I realized about 3 minutes ago that we don't have a list.
What?
We don't have a list. Where do you have a list from?
It's on the page. You just...
I found a list, actually. I found a list, so I'm good. But if you want to use that list, I'll use this list and we're good to go.
Fuck yeah, that works for me.
Awesome. Awesome, opossum. Are you ready?
I'm just about ready. Something happened to this webpage, for the questions.
Did it die?
Kind of.
Did you kill it?
I'm looking for the last question I gave you. Okay, cool. I found it. So, yes, I am now ready. And instead of writing out my answers like I typically do, this is the second time in a row where I'm going to type out my answers.
No!
Yes. Fuck
Damn.
Yes.
So I'm looking at this list of questions, and the number one question isn't really fair because it's very U.S.-based. So I'll read off the question, and this won't count as one of yours.
Okay.
Past or present, name a famous person whose last name was Grant. The number one, so actually the website that I'm pulling from now, like these are Jeopardy questions from the game of Jeopardy, or sorry, Family Feud.
Oh,
like these are questions that they've asked. But the number one answer was Ulysses S. Grant. Do you know who Ulysses S. Grant is?
No idea.
Pretty sure he was a war general for the U.S.
Damn.
Yeah, and then so you've got Ulysses S. Grant, Cary Grant, Hugh Grant, Amy Grant, and Lee Grant. I don't know any of those.
I think Hugh Grant is an actor.
That's the only other one that'll seem kind of familiar.
Yeah, I think that's right. Like, these...
All right!
These, the questions I'm going to ask you are going to be, like, really fun.
Yay! Okay,
you'll
three.
Probably get, like, good answers.
Two.
Okay,
one.
Go.
Go. Love is the right reason to get married. Name one of the wrong reasons.
What the fuck? Children.
Name something kids do when their pet goldfish dies.
Cry.
Give me a famous Diane or Diana.
Princess.
We've surveyed 100 single women. Name an Australian actor you wouldn't mind taking out back.
Sheila.
That's time.
What the fuck? What? Man, I lost. I definitely
These are
lost.
Questions.
Wow.
These are questions. All right. Back to the top. Love is the right reason to get married. Name one of the wrong reasons. You said?
Children.
Well, plus sign, it's on the list. Negative side, it's worth 5%.
Rough.
The number one answer was money or status.
Why did I not think of that? That makes sense.
You nailed this next one, though. Name something kids do when their pet goldfish dies. You said?
I said cry.
57% for the number one answer.
Oh, thank fuck.
Give me a famous Diane or Diana. You said?
Princess.
Princess Diana is the number one answer for 54%.
Okay. Wow.
You're doing okay. You said 250s. We surveyed 100 single women. Name an Australian actor you wouldn't mind taking out back. You said?
Sheila?
I don't know who that is, but they're not on the list.
Yeah, I had no idea.
You got Crocodile Dundee.
Oh,
That's the number one answer. Mel Gibson, Russell Crowe, Heath Ledger. I didn't know Heath Ledger was Australian. And then you've got Steve Irwin at the end. Steve Irwin.
Damn, I don't know any Australian actors, so...
Yeah, that was a tough one. What was your total percentage?
Let's see. So 5 plus 54 is 59. What's 59 plus 57?
59 plus 57, that's 109 plus 7, 116. That's okay. Not bad at all, my guy.
Considering I answered 4 questions?
Yeah, yeah. All okay, right, cool. You ready?
Yeah, I think you're going to have a lot more fun with this.
Am I going to win, though? That's the real question.
I think so. All right.
All right.
Are you ready?
3, 2, 1, go!
Name a language that makes anything sound sexy.
French.
Name a part of the body people see a plastic surgeon about.
Nose.
Name something you do not want to do on a Sunday.
Work.
What's the first thing you would do if you inherited $1 million?
Buy a house.
Name a fruit that reminds you of a part of the human body.
Grapes. And that's time.
Yep. What reminds you of grapes? Tell me.
So the number one question, the first question. What was the question?
The first question was name a language that makes anything sound sexy. Abe, you said French. And I guess French. What, buddy?
Is that the number one answer?
It is the number one answer for 40%. Woo!
Damn right, boy.
Right off the bat, you've got a nice 40.
Next question. I also realize I got the second question wrong. It's obviously boobs.
It is. Number one is boobs. But
for how many percent?
For 30%.
Okay, that's not bad. What's number two?
Number two, though, is nose for 18%. Yes.
I'll take that. Not doing great, but I'll take that.
Yes, that is the number two answer that people would see a plastic surgeon about. Question number three, name something you do not want to do on a Sunday. You said work, I believe, right?
That is correct.
And that was the number two answer for 25%. Number one.
What was the number one answer?
It was wake up early for 26.
All right, number four.
Number four, what's the first thing you would do if you inherited $1 million? You said buy a new house. That is number three for 22.
Number one is quit your job.
Yes, and then the second one was...
I know all these things.
Get a new car.
Oh, yeah, all right.
I
know the number one answer is probably melons.
Oh, close.
Banana?
Yes.
Yeah. Instead, is grapes anywhere on the list?
Grapes was the last answer for... take a guess.
1%?
Two. Got two
2%,
grapes.
2%, hey!
Two grapes.
You know what? If you have more than two, please see a physician. There is a problem.
Yes, that is right. So, what's your total there, buddy?
102.
Oh, shit. No way.
Yeah, way. Okay. Actually, yeah. Yeah, 102.
Damn. Well,
you have a challenge for me, right?
No, I do not have a challenge ready for you because I thought I was going to lose. For whatever reason, I thought I was going to lose.
Dude, we're recording this late. We're releasing this late. You had so much more time.
I know. Okay. So I am, first of all, behind on challenges of my own. I really need to fucking do it. I am so sorry, ladies and gents. I still have to eat half of an onion raw. I still have to eat a jalapeno pepper while listening to some sort of fucked up album.
Yep.
Yeah, that's so weird. And then Abe and I both have a challenge that we have yet to actually pick from one of you ladies and gents as well.
Here's one that was suggested to us that I think we need to do. One of our listeners suggested that we go to Subway and order a sub without the bread. Now, we realize that this might be a bit difficult to get footage of. I don't have friends. Yeah. So, I think we should do that one and then just report back next week with how that worked.
Yeah, you want to do that?
Yeah. And now give me a challenge, Patrick.
Okay, cool. What's your diet like? Like, are you on, like, any dietary restrictions? Are you allergic to anything?
I'm allergic to bad food.
You're allergic to bad food?
Yep.
Okay. Do you remember, like, any of those, the challenges when you were kids? Like, the cinnamon challenge, the saltine challenge, like, the saltine cracker challenge, or, like, the milk challenge?
Yeah.
So, the milk challenge was, you have to drink, I think it was 4 liters of milk within an hour, 30 minutes.
Yeah, the last time I heard somebody did this, they literally puked because of that. I'm not going to do that because that sounds like it would kill me.
Okay, so you're straight up not going to do that.
I'm straight up not going to do that because that will make me sick.
Fine.
And 4 liters of milk is expensive.
That's true.
I'm broke.
Okay, actually, I want you to eat a jalapeno pepper as well. But I want you to chase it down with a tablespoon full of cinnamon.
That's really, 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 really weird. But okay, you're gonna kill me.
That's the point.
Oh, I see how it is.
Or you could do the cinnamon first. Actually, no, do the cinnamon after. I think it'll be fun.
I'll do the cinnamon after. It's all gonna suck. Don't worry.
Yeah, it's gonna suck regardless. Yeah, I want to see you do 1 full tablespoon of cinnamon right after you eat a jalapeno pepper.
All right, buddy.
I think that'll be a fun time.
All right.
Cool beans. And that concludes this week's lightning round. Cue the lightning, bud.
Pew, pew, pew. That's lasers. If you could design your dream video game, what would that video game be? That's coming from Ashley. What would your dream video game be, Patrick?
So, actually, I have a little backstory to Ashley.
You always have backstories.
No, Ashley actually... asked if I could answer this question on our podcast, and then I typed it out like earlier today. So Ashley is getting into video game design, and she wants to not just cater games for like a niche audience, but she also wants to make games that everyone will enjoy. But she wants to know, like, really, if you could implement, like, all of your favorite things in, like, a video game, like, what would it be? And we had, like, this massive discussion, and I came to the conclusion that one of my favorite types of video games are JRPGs, because I really love the storytelling. I feel like JRPGs have amazing storytelling and great character development. I feel like there's an immense amount of hours and gameplay that you could put into JRPGs. There's this the first one I ever got into was for the Sony PlayStation. I know I said this before, and it was The Legend of Dragoon. That's what first got me into JRPGs. And my most recent one that I've played was Dragon Quest 15. Is it 15 or 14? But it's for the PS4, Xbox. No, not Xbox. And Nintendo Switch. I put in 110 hours into that video game. And that's all story right there. Give or take maybe like 10 hours of grinding for levels. But I love, absolutely love JRPGs. Anything with like great story. I don't particularly want something that's turn-based. I've kind of gravitated away from that, even though Dragon Quest was turn-based this time around. Still really enjoyed it. Really, really enjoyed it. But I'm thinking something more Final Fantasy-esque, where it's real-time action. Yeah, something like that. That would be like my dream type of video game that I would personally design. So, Ashley, if you could design something like that for me, please.
My answer is very much along the same lines. It would be a JRPG as well. Like, I'm very much into Assassin's Creed right now, which is along the same lines. It's the same type of game. Now, something that matters to me very, very much in these in games like this is the story. If there's not a story, if I don't have a proper reason for going to do this, if it's go take out this guy or go kill everybody in this base because that's what should happen next. No.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I started playing Witcher 3, The Wild Hunt, maybe about a month ago.
So good.
See, here's the deal, right? Everybody loved that game. Everybody absolutely loved it. I played it for 3 days and I dropped it.
What? Why?
I don't like it. It's
why?
The story, I'm just like, I don't know, it wasn't engaging enough for me. I'm just looking after somebody while running away from this magical beast. And the combat, so what really pulled me out of that one especially, and the reason I love AC, I'm playing Odyssey right now. The reason I love that one so much and not Witcher is it has so many of those minute details that I can't stand. I would have to spend hours creating potions, finding metals for my weapons, upgrading those weapons just to take down one monster. All of those minutiae and those details, I don't want to have to do all that stuff. That takes away from the gameplay for me. I want to go kill some monsters, not worry about the monsters.
That's literally the point. That's the point of an RPG.
Okay, yes, but have you seen the way that you haven't played the AC games? But no. Assassin's Creed does it in a different way. So what they've done is it exists there, right? Like, there are certain people you hunt down. They are vulnerable to this type of attack. They're vulnerable to this type of weapon, right? But you can still take them down without that. If this person takes extra poison damage, it'll be way easier if you use poison, but you don't need it. You can do fine without it. Right? And that's the thing. I don't want to have to spend hours and hours and hours finding this stupid ingredients for the stupid potion to take down one monster. It feels pointless, and it feels too video game, and it takes away from the story.
I don't know. I'm on the opposite spectrum of that. Like, I think it's, like, really, like, satisfying and, like, really achieving when you do something like that, especially because there's only like so many of those monsters around the world, that it's like an achievement when you do end up like fighting them.
That's not worth it for me. Like, I don't care. It's a monster. Cool. Give me a reason to fight that monster. It'll make me famous or it's an honor. I don't care. Right? Did that monster murder my family? Right, do I have a reason? And, like, that is super duper important to me. So, like, that brings it all back to, like, the story. The story is super, super, super important. The graphics, on the other hand, is less important to me. The way the world looks in AC, the worlds are beautiful, right? But they put just enough detail into the world that it looks good, but they can have this massive map. The player's expressions are much more important to me, and the friendliness of the mechanics. So, for example, there's a mechanic in AC Odyssey where if you're running, you're chasing after somebody, you're running down the road, you can whistle for your horse. Your horse will come up beside you, run to you, and you don't have to push anything. As long as you're running beside the horse for just a second, you'll automatically mount onto the horse. Perfect. Awesome. Right? And then if you're on a road, you can hold X and your horse will automatically follow that road. And it'll follow the road the best it can to your objective, wherever you need to go next. So, like, if I need to go pee, but I need to ride my horse for frickin' 5 kilometers, I don't have to sit there for 15 minutes. I can just hold X, it'll be fine while I go take a pee. Friendliness in the mechanics like that, where it's people making the video game, they know how video games should be played, they know what was annoying from the last time, and they fix stuff like that. That is important to me.
Yeah, fair enough. I get that. I understand what you're saying. But honestly, I do not, like, agree with you just on the Witcher part. Just because, I really, really enjoyed that game. And I loved, like, for me anyways, like, yeah, definitely people are going to be split on, like, that opinion. For me anyways, I love the fact that you got to, like, hunt different type of monsters that had, like, a certain weakness, and you had to look for ingredients for the potions or whatever to put that onto your sword, onto your silver sword and whatnot. Like, if honestly, you didn't even have to do that, it would just make it easier, but you didn't have to.
But
I loved that aspect. I thought it was so cool. So cool. It made me feel
I'm not
a potions master. I felt like I was in Harry Potter. I was an alchemist. I was a herbalist. Fair. I was the master of herbal ore.
See, like, I respect that gameplay, and, like, I get how people like it. It's just not for me. I just really don't like that at all.
Yeah, no, fair enough. I get that. You're definitely along the same lines as me when it comes to, like, creating a RPG in general, I guess.
You want to ask our last question?
Yeah. This one actually comes from not Steven. Stephanie.
Not Steven.
This one comes from Stephanie.
Hold up. Is Stephanie the female version of Steven?
Maybe. Probably.
I'm Googling.
Yeah, I'd say yes.
Yeah, the male form is Steven with a PH. Huh. So yes. Jeez. What's the last question, Patrick? Continue.
Stephanie asks, what's the last text you sent?
What's the last text you sent, Patrick?
Oh, man, I'm nervous now.
Good.
Oh, no, the last text message I sent was to my buddy Dylan. He actually just bought a house, so congrats, buddy. Super stoked on that. And what I said was 300 flat. Context of this is because he was like, hey, do you want to move in and rent the top of, like, it's kind of like a duplex setting, so he wants to rent out the top part of the house where he lives in the bottom. And he was like, yeah, would you move in? I'm like, yeah, for $300. And he's like, wait, really? I'm like, yeah, probably. And so we'll see about that. Super stoked that he got a
house. That is way less dramatic. That's way less dramatic than it should have been.
I know, but that was the last text I sent. Like, I really don't text many people. Like, the last person I texted before that was you. And then my stepmom. who else? I texted my secretary. Not my secretary, my doctor's
You're gonna say,
secretary.
What?
I do not have a secretary of my own. Imagine that. Fuck.
That'd be hilarious. I'm getting there, buddy. I'm getting there. Trust me. The last text message that I sent, this makes me sound sus, but my text message was, it's getting thicker, and then the laugh, cry, smiley face.
Oh, damn. It's getting thicker, eh?
The context to that was my waistline. My friend and I were talking about how I haven't had ice cream in months, And she said, well, you should go get some. And I'm like, well, what about my waistline? And she asked, what about it? And I'm like, well, it's getting thicker.
Oh my gosh. That's great.
Yeah. That is and it's true. Awesome. It is getting thicker, I think.
I don't know. Is it? What have you been putting into your body? What are you eating, like, for it to be getting thicker?
I don't. So a lot of. I think the word is carbs.
A lot of carbs. Okay.
So I think it's like proteins, or not proteins. No. Like Kraft dinners or sandwiches, stuff like that.
Okay. Yeah. Like sandwiches aren't terrible though. Like depending on like how much bread you're using, I guess.
Well, two slices.
Yeah, exactly. That's not bad. Well, that's
usually
three.
What I have for work every day.
Yeah. But yeah, Kraft dinner, like, honestly, I love Kraft dinner. I really do. But yeah, pasta, that's a lot of carbs. And then, like, the cheese is pretty much plastic, like, that fucking shit.
Yep.
It's one ingredient away from plastic, is what I heard from my one buddy.
No, literally, as soon as we're done talking, I'm going to put on a pair of pants and go make craft dinner. Like, we're doing this.
So you're not wearing pants right now, eh, Abe?
Nope.
Is it getting thicker?
My waistline. That is all the questions that we have, and that's all the questions I'm making time for, because I'm done with the, yeah, him.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough.
We are the Couch Potatoes. How can people reach us with their questions, Patrick?
You can reach us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. You could email us at wearethecouchpotatoes@gmail.com. Is that it?
How do you not? Yes.
I forget. I just forget. You can reach
You're
us
our
on
social
our...
media person.
Anyways,
shut this
up.
Is your job.
Anyways, you could reach us on our Twitter and Instagram at couchpotatoes19. And then just search us on the little Facebook toolbar, search bar there. Just Couch Potatoes. If you want to listen to us, though, we are available, as you probably know, because you're listening to us right now. Apple Podcasts, regular podcasts, I guess, Spotify, Google Play. We have a website called couchpotatoespodcast.com.
What's nice about that one, actually, is you can listen to it on the website, but you can also just download the file. So, like, if you download the podcast in a podcast player, you can't pause it, stop. You can't manipulate the file. What you can do on the website is download the file, and like, if you want to put it into Adobe Audition or something and do something with it, by all means, like, that is there, and it's just more of a cleaner file instead of just in a podcast player.
Fuck yeah! So yeah, do all of that. If you want, if you, yeah, want to manipulate our voices and create some sort of gargantuan, like, type of loop, do it. We are more than happy with you fucking around with our stuffs.
Well.
Abe isn't, apparently.
I literally suggested it, so I'd better be okay with it.
Right? Exactly. Anyway, so, like we said, I'm Patrick, and whatever, that dude's Abe. Fuck that guy. And we're the Couch Potatoes.
'Dun-dun-dun-dun. You gotta continue the song.
Dun 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 da 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 da